Yo, it's the motherfucking Cream Podcast. We are back for episode 22. I am Japs.
I'm Cash.
For this podcast episode, we'd like to give a special thanks to our media partner, Ambidexter. Also, to Caffeine.
Caffeine! Guys, are you a fan of coffee-based frappes?
Yes.
Or are you a coffee drinker but you like it cold and a little bit sweet? Well, look no further because Caffeine is here.
Yes.
They offer coffee-based frappes and iced coffee. And of course, for non-coffee drinkers, don't worry, they also have something for you. Just check out their page now. That's K-A-F-F-E-I-N-E. They are open for pickup or delivery, or you can directly contact them at 0917-510-2735.
Nice.
Get your daily dose of caffeine.
Wow, that's very good though, especially for people na in the office na yung mga grupo-grupo or kahit mag-isa ka, like if you're craving for something like a coffee-based drink, no, especially this napaka-init na panahon. Hindi ko maintindihan yung panahon lately, umuulan, mainit, pero yeah, it's very good, especially pag inaantok ka, talaga you just want that caffeine punch. Go contact Caffeine. Check their Facebook page, contact them and their phone number, and have yourself delivered with great coffee. And guys, we ordered, product placement, Caffeine.
Ooh.
Their iced coffee is great, huh? I mean, you know, there's two kinds of, I consider myself a coffee lover, you know? But I know that there are coffee enthusiasts as well. And there's always this fine line between coffee love. Because what is a coffee lover? Coffee lover is a person that loves his or her coffee, na doesn't skip a day, na like every day umiinom ng coffee. And then here comes the coffee enthusiast na parang, so what do you drink? And then the coffee lover says, 3-in-1, like Nescafe 3-in-1, like, bro, come on, okay, we get it, you have money, you want that, you know, that great coffee, pero coffee is still coffee, like, also guys, nagbati na kami ni Kashina, and
yes,
good thing hindi ako bumastos, hindi ako bumili ng bag. But if you're one of those people na looking for quality bags, quality purses, and even footwear, guys, go check out Friday Habits. Friday Habits is on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for Friday Habits on Facebook and Friday Habits PH on Instagram. And you can browse their catalog, their products available.
Gaganda.
And lately, natapos na pala yung raffle nila.
Tanginang
swerte nung nanalo.
Guys,
if you check their page, talagang makikita nyo na it's very affordable yung mga products nila. But talagang quality pa rin. Kasi actually,
authentic.
Last time, tumulong ako sa construction sa kapitbahay namin. Sabi kasi, pag kailangan daw i-transfer yung mga sako ng semento, wala kaming kariton. Kinunta ko ngayon yung may-ari ni may-ari ng Friday Habits. Umiram ako ng bag. Tangina, dalawang sako ng semento, kayang-kaya ng bag. At nabalitaan ko, yung mga footwear nila, yung quality ng footwear, yung mga leather na ginamit, the same fucking leather that Jesus Christ used to, you know, travel Bethlehem and Jerusalem and wherever it is. Talagang Friday Habits is the best.
And sa mga girls out there, this is the right time na magparinig. Share lang.
See, that's just
hashtag
fucking,
sana all.
That's just,
hashtag Christmas gift. Or hashtag birthday gift.
That's just wrong.
Gift, diba?
Girls, work your asses off. Earn your own money. Buy your own shit.
Yeah.
Huwag niyong iasa sa mga
partners. Pero minsan kay
if you deserve it, why not?
It's working naman minsan.
Friday Habits. Go contact them on 0906639-5510. Again, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram. And guys, always make it a habit to check out Friday Habits.
Yes.
Mabawi lang kami guys kasi last episode talagang fucked up nga yung audio natin.
Oh, sorry guys.
Yeah, and it's I blame myself. It's that's my obligation. That's my part of this production team. Actually, it's not a team because I'm alone. Yeah, because Kashina is just,
I'm
you know,
talent.
Not helping at all. But yeah, we're just compensating. And shout out to our partners din talaga. Na parang talagang they're still there. They're still kind to us even though we fucked up
kind.
The audio. Yeah, shout out Friday Habits and Caffeine.
Thank you.
Yeah. For this podcast episode, we decided na parang let's just chill. Let's just have a conversation. And let's just be us. Let's stop, you know, diving into shit na parang medyo generic, you know? Sometimes kasi when you're creating content, well, obviously, when you put up something on the internet, you want attention.
Yes.
There's never a person or there's never a scenario where, okay, I'm gonna upload this, but I don't want attention. I just wanna keep it for myself. Well, you should not upload that on, like, yes, public, diba? Upload it on social media, but, you know, set it to only me or private or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's just the truth. Mm-hmm. And lately we've been really cramming to think of topics to talk about. Na parang sometimes we forget na, yo, this podcast is for us to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we forget to talk about us and about what's occupying our minds, and we're just doing some kind of journalism, some low level journalism, and we should, you know, go back to the roots. And some mga listeners natin dyan na listening since the early episodes, like episodes 1, 2, I don't know, 4, ganyan. We were really just being ourselves. So, what do you want to talk about?
Kamusta ka?
Kamustahan ba? I'm fine. I'm good. And wait, I was about to tell something na nakalimutan ko. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? I don't know. I forgot. If I'll remember, I'll say it later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ikaw, kamusta ka?
So, there's something new with me.
Oy, guys. Uh-huh. Let's all congratulate Kashina. Kaka-graduate lang niya ng master.
Oh, hindi.
Ay, hindi kaka-enroll. Sorry. Advance na ako mag-isip. Kaka-enroll
so,
pa lang pala.
So, aside from, employee, businesswoman.
Mm-hmm. Uy!
Student na ako ulit,
shit.
Guys.
Yes. Shit, kulang na lang mother.
Huh?
Uy.
Wife?
Uy. Mother first.
Wife.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yun nga, nag-enroll nga ako.
Mm-hmm. What course did you take? I mean, what?
Masters
what the fuck?
In Public Administration.
Uy, MPA.
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 Diba? Kaysa namang NPA.
Kaysa naman NPA? What a funny joke, guys. Mga masteral people ang nakakagawa ng mga ganyang jokes. Yeah.
Ano bang NPA?
I don't know. Stop. Yeah.
Okay. Rice yun, di ba? Okay. So,
NFA yun.
NFA. Okay, dapat hindi na ako mag-master.
Ito na ba yung qualifications para maging MPA?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
So, yun nga, di ba? Kasi ilang taon ko na to, di ba? Like, parang gusto ko nga mag-master or hindi. Like, mm-hmm. Ngayon ako nag-decide na, okay, go na.
Yeah, very good. Very. I would like to congratulate you. Kasi nga, yeah, you've been mentioning this since dati, since we first
since
met.
Since 22 years old ako.
Since we first met, you've been mentioning this. And mm-hmm. now na mukhang nagkakalabuan na kasi tayo sa relasyon natin. So, marami ka ng time mag-aral ulit.
No, yeah. Kasi recently kasi may nangyari.
Uy,
ayoko nang disclose. So, parang mm-hmm. kaya ako siya kinailangan. Okay, about work. So, kailangan ko siya. Yes. And recently din,
what?
Napanood ko na yung The Social Dilemma.
The Social Dilemma. Oh, I recommended this Netflix.
Mm-mm.
Is it a film? No, it's a documentary.
Yeah,
it's not a film.
Na may pakunting role play, ganyan something.
Yeah, may reenactment.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Tapos recently...
What did you say about The Social Dilemma?
Wait, eye-opener siya.
Eye-opener?
Oo, hindi lang...
Mahirap naman kasi pag closed eyes ka nanonood ng Netflix. So, eye-opening talaga. Di ba, guys?
No,
guys, do you agree?
Di ba kasi, di ba, sinabi mo sa previous episode, siya, like parang yung mga information natin, like may nakakaalam
data.
Pero hindi, mas in-emphasize kasi din ng movie or ng show. Na it's about our behavior, yung
very
changes.
True. Yeah.
Parang naanong ko dun eh.
Yeah. Nung early 2010s to 2010s to, let's say, 2016, mm-hmm. I would like to say, nandun pa tayo sa age ng data gathering. These mm-hmm. companies, the social media platforms were all about mm-hmm. data gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kasi dati wala pa namang ads. Mm-hmm. Diba? Rare lang yung mga ads. They were mm-hmm. like data gathering. And for what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've come to the age. We're 2018, 19, 20. Mm-hmm. We've come to the age and year and mm-hmm. time na parang, okay, all those data gathered are now being used.
Yes.
And it's the sad thing is, the scary thing is, it's being used against us.
Yes.
You're right there sitting, akala mo normal na tao ka pa rin, pa-scroll ka lang ng Facebook for an hour na. You didn't know your views, your opinions in life have suddenly changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because of what you see in your feed.
Yes.
And that shit's scary. I mean, I've been joking around, sabi ko kay Kashina, if you join 5 Buddhism groups sa Facebook and you don't unfollow them for a year and all you do is, you know, scroll through that feed for 1 year, next year, Buddhist ka na. Next year, Buddhist ka na. That's how fucking scary this shit is.
The social dilemma.
Yeah. What more
and
have you learned?
Recently, I was trying to practice, like, 9 p.m. wala nang internet.
Like, wow.
Wala, walang
very,
phone.
Ano, very tinatry 2007.
Ko lang, ha? Tinatry ko lang kasi, diba? Totoo naman.
And does it help?
I spend like hours of scrolling and scrolling. Tapos wala. Sana nag-workout na lang. Or naglinis. Diba totoo yan?
Very true. So, social media is a... it's a fucking rabbit hole na parang once you get in. I mean, imagine guys, ah, people older than us, like the older generation. Mm-hmm. My fucking grandmother, she has a may internet na sila sa bahay.
Mm-hmm.
And dati, she used to live contento na siya sa buhay
Zuma.
Niya na nagzo-zoom sa computer, nanonood ng news sa TV. And right now, talagang pag naputol yung internet nila sa bahay, tinatawagan ako.
Mm-hmm.
Kinain na siya ng sistema, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're old na, so you know, let them be.
Yes,
let them have their time. Let them have their go at it. Mm-hmm. And they're having fun, but you know, it's sometimes you dati kasi nililimit natin kids. Imagine this, dati nililimit tayo. Uy, stop watching the TV. Like, worse ka lang. Gadgets, tama na.
Mm-hmm.
But now, even our parents, even our fucking grandparents, fucking addicted to this shit. Even your mother.
Yes. Grabe. Facebook.
Kanina binati ko siya, sabi ko, ma'am, buenas. She was like, okay. Still fucking scrolling. And that shit's crazy. She's what? How old is she?
60.
60, guys. And still scrolling. Still scrolling through that feed. And one thing, about since we're in social dilemma, I would like to have my go at this topic lately kasi na especially tayo medyo affected tayo by this because guys, we've been using GCash since for almost 2 years now. Sometimes we use it for our daily transaction, but most of the time it's for our businesses buying online stocks. Sometimes pag like si customer nagpa-pay online, we use GCash as well. Transferring money between the both of us kasi si Kashina utang ng utang.
Oh my gosh, speaking of utang, gusto ba natin
stop
okay.
And recently we found out that GCash has a fucking convenience fee.
Yes.
And how much is it?
2%.
2% per transaction.
Yes.
Well, if you're on a consumer standpoint, you're gonna be angry. You're gonna be like, what the fuck, GCash? It's been years that you were free, and all of a sudden, right now you're taking our money away. Well, guys, it's all about business. On the business standpoint of it, on the back end of GCash, okay, there's gonna be hardware involved. There's tons of computers and servers.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be manpower involved. People who are hired to take care of GCash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's security, it's development, it's maintenance. And then there's the software itself, you know, the cloud thing, the encryption that comes with it, the partnership with the banks. And I think GCash tried to make it a household name first, okay? Mm-hmm. The early years nila, kasi si Paymaya. Paymaya naman talaga ang talagang kompetensya ni GCash. Paymaya from the get-go, they were like 30 pesos, I believe. 30 pesos per transaction. Go, give me your money. That's like Paymaya's business model, and GCash was like, "Yo, let's take this approach differently. Let's make ourselves let's make ourselves a household name. Let's make every Filipino household, every Filipino smartphone owner have GCash installed in their phones, and that's where we are. Do you have GCash on your phone? I have two. I have two phones, and all of them have GCash. And GCash did a really great thing to partner with banks. They partnered with CoinsPH." If you're into, you know, what's that? Cryptocurrency and shit. They partnered with that. And this is the best thing I think GCash did. They made themselves the top platform if you want to go purchase something online gaming related.
Ooh.
If you want to buy Clash of Clans gems, GCash is there. If you want to buy apps on the Play Store, GCash is there. If you want to buy skins on Mobile Legends, GCash is there. And it's a fucking... right now, today, GCash is king. There's no doubt. And then, just like that, all of a sudden, the board members of GCash were like, yo, fuck this shit. We're not going free. Yeah, let's monetize. Let's start to monetize.
Siyempre, ganun naman talaga negosyo.
Yeah, they waited ma-deploy nationwide yung mga GCash QR code payments. Diba, you can now pay Jollibee, GCash, even sa Octagon.
Last time
I bought something, I paid via GCash. And they waited for that to be implemented nationwide. And now we're here. We're gonna monetize this shit. So is it a bad thing? What do you think?
I mean, ganun naman talaga kasi negosyo eh.
Yeah, if you're a consumer, you're gonna be angry.
Syempre,
but if you're business-minded, if you're aware of the cost the thing that goes behind, you know, where this money goes or should go, you're gonna understand. But I think 2% is a little bit too much. I don't know.
Ilang beses na ako nadali. Ilang beses ako nadali. Yeah. Ako nadadali. Sa pa-cash in, kailangan mag-ano. Pero in fairness naman, may palimit sila. Diba? Mm-hmm. May, na kung hindi ka lumagpas ng 8,000, nag-cash in ba yun? May pag-ano naman sila. Sa mga hindi lang masyadong ano.
Yeah, I think the hot take, the hot issue here is, why all of a sudden you're gonna monetize? I think that's the voice of the public naman. Mm-hmm. And I just think I just voiced out my opinion on why. But I'm, you know, it's understandable. It's valid. That's how business works. Nobody puts a business out there to just be free.
Yeah.
It should be monetized. That's just the way it is. It's capitalism, syempre. Guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? How about you?
Okay, let's talk about Zamboanga City.
Zamboanga.
Oo, parang normal na, no? No, nag-KCC tayo.
Zamboanga is fucking guys.
Parang nakatao. Yeah. Tapos na yung mga tao nakamas lang.
Sa
Sinolo, yun ang difference.
Pagpauwi. No, sa mall, yes.
Oo.
On the streets, though, it's a whole nother different beast out here. It's fucking maskless festival every day.
Grabe, no? Parang wala na. Diba parang normal na?
Yeah, which is bad.
Sa workplace namin, hindi. Kasi bawal yung nga. Pero pag sa mga streets, wala na. And yung bagong Boulevard.
Bagong Boulevard? Nasaan ang bagong Boulevard?
No, I mean yung bagong look ng Boulevard natin.
Saan?
Dito, sa Zamboanga. Hindi mo alam yun?
Nah, I never passed by the Boulevard. What? Anong meron dun
nasa
ngayon?
Nasa social media siya.
Why?
Oo, kasi pinaganda na. May pa, I Heart Zamboanga City ba yun?
I Heart ZC?
Oo.
Yeah.
Oo, kung dumaan ka doon, di ba, may ginagawa silang mga...
May construction last time. Yeah. Is it done?
Not totally done.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, yun na, almost there.
Oh, okay.
Oo, tapos nagkalat nga sa social media na, like, syempre, pwede nang lumabas. Ang dami ng taong tumatambay doon.
Mm-hmm.
Ang daming basura.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, di ba?
Nakita ko nga sa Facebook, may nag-post na parang ganito, gano'n ba kahirap magligpit ng kalat?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you people. Like, dude, stop littering, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Stop littering. If you know someone that's littering, correct their mistakes naman.
Oo. Pero minsan nakakahiya naman din mo sabi, uy, tapon mo yung basura mo.
Oh, no. Well, if you really care about the community, watch them leave, and when they leave their fucking trash, don't just take a picture and upload. It's unnecessary to take a picture. Mm-hmm. Just pick up the trash, throw it in the bin. Do it yourself. Okay. Yeah, speaking of Zamboanga, since you brought up Boulevard nga, I think this is some kind of same sa Manila Bay, the white sand thing.
Ooh.
How do you say this? Dolomite?
Yeah,
Dolomite. Is it Dolomite? Uh-huh. Or Dolomite?
Dolomite,
yeah. I don't know. I think the government, the administration, they have funds. They have budgets to beautify, to improve our community with all this beautification. The white sand sa Manila Bay, the Boulevard thing. And okay, that's good. You have the budget, you have the manpower, you have the costing right na. May mga BOM na yan, most likely. But I don't think this is the right time to do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people are angry, a lot of people are hungry, a lot of people are affected by this fucking pandemic, and you cannot blame them if they're fucking aggravated by this white sand, the beautification ng kung ano-ano pa sa mga community nila. I just don't think it's the right time. I mean, empower the people before you empower a fucking beach, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's really sad watching news, scrolling through Facebook na nakikita mo every time umuulan or nag-high tide sa Manila Bay na the white sand is being washed away. That's just, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a fucking taxpayer or you're fucking heavily affected by this pandemic, imagine mo kung nawalan ka ng trabaho this pandemic. And then, like, ikaw ang breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
Nawalan ka ng trabaho, breadwinner ka. And then, all of a sudden, you see fucking millions of pesos thrown into some kind of white sand project.
Yeah.
That's just
what
you're gonna... Dude, you're about to kill someone. That's how angry you are. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yung mga tao nagkumpulan sa ano?
Sa Manila Bay? Ewan ko. Well, understandable naman. Di ba sa Manila, wala sila ganun karaming beach?
Pero
napaka-ignorante nila sa buhangin.
Oo. COVID eh. Kasi tayo dito, orang okay, may mga beaches
tayo. Okay, may
beach tayo,
sige.
No, pero doon kasi. Pero yeah. Na, COVID guys, COVID. Mm-hmm. Huwag niyong kalimutan.
Aside from like, Zamboanga, very good ako. Because last time guys, we posted sa Facebook na parang, mm-hmm. if you have something you want us to talk about, mm-hmm. message us, let us know, ganyan. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends messaged na talk about Zamboanga nga. Why? Kasi malapit na daw yung Fiesta Pilar.
Yeah.
And I have nothing against Zamboanga. I'm not born here. I'm raised here. Since I was mm-hmm. nagkaisip ako nandito na ako sa Zamboanga. Mm-hmm. And there's a love-hate relationship between me and Zamboanga. I mean, I kind of like the place, but fucking blackouts, number one. Fucking blackouts. Oh, shit.
Blackouts.
Oh, fuck. No. Every time I think about Zamboanga, I know it's a worn-out joke na parang Asia's blackout city, but mm-hmm. it's the truth. And there's no improvement. It's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi lang siya nag-happen sa akin sa personal life sa bahay, pati work affected because mm-hmm. ang dami nang nasirang network equipment sa office namin just because of brownouts. Na kahit may UPS ka, kahit may genset ka, mm-hmm. talagang pag tinamaan ka ng putang inang blackout na to, mapapakunyubonana ka na lang talaga.
Yes.
Nakakalungkot. Zamboanga. Also, Zamboanga, sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah, guys, to all the people out there that's been, you know, if you have grocery runs and you're buying white sugar, make sure to avoid the cops because mm-hmm. the cops are gonna fucking arrest you for carrying white sugar. And to all these gullible people na still believing this shit, I don't know which way you believe it. It's just fucking circus. It's a circus act right now.
Nakakatawa. Nasa ano nga eh. Actually, national news na
it's
siya.
It's fucking
national,
crazy.
Ewan ko umabot na ba
Zamboanga, rare si Zamboanga masangkot sa mga kabubuhan nationwide. Ah. Pero this
ito,
time,
nasa national
it's pretty
na talaga.
Fucking stupid. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, sugar. Yeah. Ako, opinion ko lang to ha. Mm. Kung ikaw yung, involved sa mga manghuli ng mga
PDEA,
ganun. Oo,
task for something. Yeah.
Task for, like parang, unang tingin mo pa lang, kung ilang taon mo na yung ginagawa, alam mo nung ganun.
I don't know. Diba? I didn't know it took days.
Lang,
I did uh-oh. Not know it took days to get sugar tested on a lab. You had to fucking wait 48 or more hours for a result from a fucking lab just to tell you it's fucking sugar. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm dumb sometimes. Bobo ako. Sige, pero hindi ako ganito kabobo. Tanginan to.
Uy, meron pa.
Ano?
Limpapa Bridge. Ay, no, yung Limpapa Road. No,
Limpapa
Bridge. Not the bridge, yeah.
Oh. Wait lang, before, let me cut you. We have some listeners, last time kasi sa podcast PH group,
mm-hmm.
may nag-post ng parang thread na parang something. Sino ba dito yung may mga podcast na talking in other dialects bukod sa Taglish?
Mm-hmm.
Do you wanna fucking do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about Limpapa Bridge in Chabacano.
Feeling ko di pa, narinig nyo na akong mag-Chabacano, pero...
Yeah.
Chabaco kong talaga to, girl.
Sige, go. Kasaya pa sa Nalimpapa?
Na, Yakebral kami.
At tingay kita doon. Yakebranta el Camino.
Yakebranta.
Kasi steg.
Porcausa ng Aguacero.
Porcausa ng Aguacero. De puta kita. Bella, ciao, bella, ciao, bella, ciao, ciao, ciao. Yeah. Yakebranta el Camino. Porcausa ng Aguacero. Kasi steg na highway, este?
Na highway din grande kayo at largo.
Dati chinga pwede kita na GBP, ITBB level.
Pensa doon
to
ala pasa kita.
Ako yung puna na kita, brad.
Pensa doon to ala kita ya pasa kamar timing niya, sumi ela, no?
Este yo kere habla con ustedes, ah. Kasi, dati ganun sa habayaman niyo, nakala. Hindi, kasi de la Caldilla, yasun niya yun, buddy. Pwede. Yasun niya yun.
Tan
drive daw kita para ano, para limpapa kita, tina auto kita. Ito yung puna na yan. Liga na gulud. Tiga na guhlud.
Yeah.
Nakay daw si auto, buddy.
Para sa araw niya kami tandal.
Kaya despertayo na, sabi si Bibo, bakit na, muri, bakit na, pero chingda. Des de atso niya yung dagan, eh, maya kayo.
Wala na.
Yaperde kami yung animo, ando na limpa pa.
Yaperde, ya.
Yaperde, ya. So, back to our original. No, we're just having fun. Yeah. So, what else? Since yun na, sa last time, nag-ask kami online about what other people want us to talk about. Somebody mm-hmm. asked me, what's my favorite movie though of 2020? Guys, honestly,
mm-hmm.
did we watch a movie this year?
Yeah. Maraming beses sa bahay nyo.
Marami tayo napanood ng movie this year, but favorite wala. Because the fact na wala akong maalala, meaning every single one of the movies we the fact na wala akong maalala means every single one of the movies we've watched is very forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have some favorite movies of 2020?
Yeah, puro TV series kasi tayo ngayon.
And another one of them asks, what the fuck is Cream?
Ooh.
What is Cream?
Cash rules everything around me.
There's this song na famous nung 90s by the Wu-Tang Clan. It's Cash Rules Everything Around Me. So C-R-E-A-M. It goes, cash rules everything around me, Cream, get the money, dollar dollar bill, y'all. So that's how it goes. And then I met Kashina, and then I just figured out her nickname was Cash. Uh-huh. So Cash rules everything around me. That's Cream. I know it's sweet, but it's not. I'm just, you know, wala na akong ibang maisip. So that's it. Somebody asked as well, why am I good in spoken English?
Wow.
I'm not good in speaking English. Pero I just feel na I'm a fast thinker na kaya kong i-translate kung may gusto kong sabihin in Tagalog. Alam ko agad yung translation niya in English. So, medyo madali lang. Siguro mabilis lang. Yun lang yun. And to answer this, why am I good? Let's say good, okay? Mm-hmm. Why am I good? I watch, I listen, I read mostly in English. So, you know, it's a fucking repetitive cycle.
And you
since
talk in English most of the time.
Talk in English most of the time, yes.
From a Ming, yeah. Sabi niya, when to stop chasing.
When to stop chasing. What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Are we talking about dreams?
General, yeah. General yan.
General?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well,
I chase money. I chase dreams. So, it doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It depends kasi, hindi mo siya pwede sabihin general. If you're chasing a girl or a partner, that's a different conversation, and that's not my thing. But if you're chasing dreams, chasing money, yeah, you go on.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you live. How about you?
For me, pag dreams or goals or ano, pag nabigay mo na yung lahat ng mm-hmm. effort mo, I mean, for me lang ha.
Mm, sige.
You need to stop.
Okay.
Yeah. Kahit sa relationship or partner or girl or boy.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Pag nabigay mo ng lahat, tama na.
Very sentimental si Kashina today.
Yeah,
I don't.
Stop chasing.
Okay.
Next question. Donita, where did we meet?
At work.
At work.
At
you
work.
Know it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next. Why people ghost?
What?
Bakit? Tama ba to?
No. Why people ghost? Because
yeah.
Ghosting is a it's a verb na.
Mm-hmm.
Why people ghost? Sa generation kasi natin ngayon, you know, we're slowly evolving. We're evolving right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the history of evolution, this is the fastest we've ever shifted cultures and traditions mm-hmm. and ganyan because of technology and shit.
Yeah, because of
people ghost because of options. Yun lang yun. If there's option A and there's option B, and option A doesn't give you the shit option B gives you, mm-hmm. you go with option B. That's just... What the fuck is this topic? This is so teenage. Have you been ghosted?
No.
No? Have you ghosted?
Yes.
Ooh. Please ghost me. Go away.
Okay. Why people ghost? Meaning lang. Diba? He or she is not really into you.
How
ikaw,
about,
kung ikaw wala... Ikaw alam mo
yun
eh.
What if I'm very...
Alam mo to
what
eh.
If I'm very into someone but I cannot stand... The way they nag, the way they fucking, you know, do shit.
Big sabihin, di ba? You're not really into him or her.
Well, depends. It depends.
Yeah. For me, yun ang sagot ko.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
May questions ko pa ba?
Questions wala na. Uh-huh. Pero I wanna talk about Jinky Pacquiao's plants.
Oh my gosh. Plants. And ang mga paso niya.
Bro.
Mga pots niya. Grabe. Hindi lang plants, ha? Yung mga pots niya,
look,
lalaki.
Look.
Ang mamahal nun.
Look, I don't like plants and I don't really appreciate the whole... I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't really relate
mm-hmm.
to the whole plant trend right now.
Mm.
But what I can say from the pictures I saw, this fucking shit that Jinky Pacquiao has in her background, this photos na yun, is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's a fucking jungle.
Yeah.
It's a...
Oh.
Yun.
And kanina, may vlog pala siya, no? Mm-hmm. May vlog siya, may page din siya, and may tagaayos pala talaga siya ng mga
what?
Ano niya?
Syempre, plants niya?
Oh, syempre,
hindi niya kaya
ano?
Mag-isa yun.
Oh, mm-hmm. Grabe. May tablet. Thank yeah. you. May designer siguro or what ba? Ano magtawag doon? Familiar ka kay Janine Berdin? Yung ano?
Janine Berdin?
Trending ngayon.
I no.
Yung what? May purple hair. Yung kinanta mo oh. sa kanina.
Oh, that's her name. Mm-hmm. Janine Berdin.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty confused. Like, what? Why? No, seriously. I asked Kashina this earlier. And hindi niya pa sinagot. Sabi niya sa podcast na lang daw. Sige, okay. But guys, I'm confused. Why the fuck is someone trending
mm-hmm.
just because of their hair color? I don't
tawang-tawa ako kanina nung pinento mo sa akin kasi it's not mm-hmm. about her hair. It's about her nose job.
She got a nose job.
Yes.
Oh, uh-oh. Now I get it. Okay, now I get it.
Mhm.
Is yeah. she famous? Is she like from PBB or something?
Tawag ng tanghalan.
Oh, singer.
Champion. Yeah, I know.
Singer.
Oh, singer. Magaling na singer. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so why did she get her nose done? What's
because,
up?
Because ano? Siyempre, ayaw niya. Hindi siya kontento. O, di ba? Nagpaganda siya. Mas gumanda siya. Like,
so, bakit? No, ito lang kasi ang question ko. She was not famous mm-hmm. before this whole viral thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recently seen her face, her name. And mm-hmm. Why all of a sudden famous siya? Just because she got her nose done?
Yes. Daming bashers.
Mm.
So, di ba? Minsan, ang bashers ang nagpapasikat sa iyo. So, syempre, yeah. dito, papasok na yung mga dukha lang kayo. Wala kayong pangyarap pang nose job. Diba?
Very true. Pero, sometimes,
very
ingit
true
lang
naman
kasi talaga. Oo,
ingitera lang naman talaga. Mm. Yung mga
yeah. Mm. If you have money, you're gonna do things.
Yes. Kahit ako.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we end the episode, no, I would like to give some shout-outs to a few people na mm-hmm. who fucking never stop supporting the podcast.
Whoa.
Shout out to my man Vaughn. Guys, if you're into gaming and the whole streaming thing,
mm-hmm.
go follow Vaughn in I don't know how to pronounce this shit. I did not ask him earlier. I think it's Mowgli. That's MOWGL1X on mm-hmm. Facebook. He mm-hmm. streams Dota, he streams whatever, mm-hmm. all the games and shit. And go follow. Always support local. So if you see some Zambongueño or a friend na supporting, na streaming and putting themselves out there, just the grind,
mm-hmm.
go support it, guys.
Ano
isang like, isang
mo?
Heart. Katuwa-tuwa ako pa may friends ako nagsistream pag nila-like ko. Hindi ako nagko-comment ng mga pa-shoutout, ganyan. Nila-like ko lang or sinishare minsan yung mga stream nila. And then, di ba, when you're live streaming, you get notified. Like, parang mm-hmm. nakikita ko genuine yung smile na parang, okay, someone's watching, someone's...
Yes.
That's very cool. I mean, that's a cool thing to do. Tigil na natin yung mga ingit lang kasi yung iba dyan minsan.
Ano lang naman yung isang click lang, di ba?
True, very true. Hindi naman ganun kahirap mag-like,
ilang
guys.
Oras naman kayo nag-scroll. Oh.
So, social media.
Mm-hmm. Guys, don't forget to like and follow our Facebook page, subscribe on our YouTube channel, and follow our Spotify playlist. Stream Cream.
Okay guys, if mabagal ang internet nyo or wala kayong YouTube, mm-hmm. wala kayong Spotify, wala kayong whatever,
mm-hmm.
you can go on any mobile or PC browser
mm-hmm.
and go in anchor.fm/creampodcast.
Yes.
You can play the podcast on the web. Wala nang kailangang apps, wala nang kailangang accounts. Just fucking press the play button and we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, never forget, if you're happy and you know it, clap your fucking hands. This has been your Cream Podcast. Bye.
Bye.